Hello. Thanks for hanging in there. I realize it's getting a little bit late in the day. So, my name is Kathleen. I work at the Public Health Foundation, and I'm going to take my time this afternoon to share what's new going on with the core competencies for public health professionals. So just to let you know at the beginning, I don't have anything to disclose. And so Ilya mentioned the core competencies in his presentation, and I just wanted to get a sense real quick of how many people are aware of the core competencies for public health professionals. So hopefully this will be a little refresher. I won't bore you too much. But I wanted to start with a little bit of background about the core competencies, how they are being used, and what changed in the latest version that came out the middle of last year. And then really focus in on what we've been doing since then to develop new tools and resources and continue to build the resources we do have to make the core competencies easier to use. So to start, as like Ilya does, I work at the Public Health Foundation, and as you mentioned, we are a nonprofit organization. We work at the national level, and we're located in Washington, D.C., and we work in three primary areas, quality improvement, performance management, and workforce development. And one of the things that we do in the area of workforce development is provide the staff support for the Council on Linkages between academia and public health practice. Council on Linkages is a collaborative of 20 national organizations all engaged in public health in some way, including, for example, the American Public Health Association. And what the council does is work together to improve public health practice, education, and research through collaborative initiatives that benefit the public health workforce as a whole. The Council on Linkages is funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And one of the largest or most longstanding initiatives of the Council on Linkages is the core competencies for public health professionals. And these competencies are a set of skills, a consensus set of skills, desirable for the broad practice of public health, and we define that as the essential public health services. And they reflect foundational skills or sort of cross-cutting skills, desirable for professionals engaging in the practice, education, and research of public health. So they're really meant to apply sort of across the board, regardless of where you're working within public health. Hopefully you can find something in there that you can grab onto and relate to with your job. They're also meant to serve as a starting point for organizations and professionals as they work to better meet, understand and meet training and other workforce development needs. So they're not the be-all and end-all, but they do provide a little bit of guidance as you're beginning to work in that area or continuing to work in that area. So the core competencies are organized in two ways. First, they're organized into eight domains, and these domains reflect skill areas within public health. So as you can see on the slide here, we have, I'm just going to move that out of the way. We have analytical and assessment skills, policy development and program planning skills, communications, cultural competency, community dimensions of practice, public health sciences, financial planning and management, and finally leadership and systems thinking. The competencies are also organized into three tiers, and these tiers reflect, you can think of them as career stages for public health professionals, if you will, and they're really built around the roles and responsibilities that someone might fill within an organization. So tier one is designed with frontline or entry-level staff in mind. Tier two focuses on program management and supervisory staff. And then tier three is aimed at senior management or executive leadership of organizations. So in terms of usage, a lot of this data comes from the profile studies that are done by the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials and the National Association of County and City Health Officials, both of whom are also members of the Council on Linkages. And that data from those studies shows that about slightly more than 60% of state health departments are using the core competencies, and it's about 26% of local health departments that are using them. We also have data related to academic programs. So at the point in time that survey was done, it was about 90%, a little more than 90% of academic programs reported using the core competencies. And this is actually a number that we're updating this year, so hopefully we'll have newer numbers in the very near future. The core competencies are also used in a number of national initiatives or by national organizations. So CDC, for example, uses the core competencies, particularly with its fellowship programs and in developing discipline-specific competencies. The Health Resources and Services Administration is a big user of the core competencies, especially with the Public Health Training Center program that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Train that Ilya just talked about, as he mentioned, the core competencies are built into Train so you can use them with your learning. They also appear in Healthy People 2020. So there are three initiatives within the public health infrastructure area in Healthy People 2020 that relate to use of the core competencies. And finally, well, the last one we put on the slide at least, are in the accreditation standards for health department accreditation through the Public Health Accreditation Board. So within Domain 8, which deals with workforce development planning, there's a requirement for competency-based workforce development plan, and the core competencies are given as one example that you might use in meeting that requirement. So as you can probably guess by the list I just gave you of the variety of organizations using the competencies, they're being used also in a variety of different ways. So the core competencies can be used in developing job descriptions and performance objectives, which can then feed into performance reviews and evaluations. They're being used in conducting competency or needs assessments, which often leads to workforce development plans and training plans, those sorts of things. They're being used in developing and reviewing curricula and courses within schools, as providing the foundation for sets of discipline-specific competencies, as I just mentioned, with CDC, and also in accreditation. So the current version of the core competencies was released in June of last year, as I mentioned at the beginning, and this was the product of a review and revision process that took a little more than a year to complete. This process was guided by our core competencies work group, which includes about 55 public health professionals, some from academia, some from practice, and they really provide the guidance for all activities related to the core competencies. It also involved, as you might imagine, all of the Council on Linkages member organizations, but also really the broad public health community. We tried really hard to solicit input and use that input as we were crafting the revision that went into this latest version of the core competencies. This version, the 2014 version, updates the previous version, which was released in 2010, and is actually the third version of the core competencies. So the original dates back to 2001. So what's new in this latest version of the core competencies? There were a number of changes that were made as we did the latest revision process. And the first one probably, I would say, is the most important. So we focused a lot on trying to simplify and clarify the competencies in there. We'd gotten a lot of feedback that the content was good, but the language was hard to understand, and can you please do something about that? So we tried really hard to do something about that. So we put a lot of effort into the language, reducing jargon, those kinds of things. We also added some new concepts in this latest version, and this happened particularly in areas related to health reform and accreditation, some of the ways that the field has evolved since the last version was developed. We also tried to add more examples to give a little more context around the various concepts that were incorporated into the core competencies. We expanded on some existing concepts that were already in there, particularly to provide maybe more clarity around a particular area or to emphasize, if you will, particular topics that we thought were really important. We reordered individual competencies within the domains in order to create, to group similar things together and to create a more logical progression in terms of skill level or complexity as you go through the domain. And we also looked at trying to make sure that each competency was really only capturing one concept and we weren't having sort of double-barreled competencies in there. There are also a couple major things that did not change at all. So for example, the 8 domains are exactly the same in terms of what they are as they were before. So the number of domains stayed the same and the area that they captured stayed the same. We also didn't move any competencies from one domain to another as we were doing some of this reorganization. And both of those things were really tied to the feedback that we got about how people were using the core competencies and how they were built into their systems, and wanting to limit the disruption as much as possible for people who were using them in an ongoing way. So that's a little bit of background about the core competencies. So what have we been doing since we released this latest version? And this is really what we've been doing since then. So we've been focusing for the last little more than a year now, really focusing on developing resources and tools that support use of the core competencies. And these are both to help with the transition from the 2010 to the 2014 version, as well as to help people continue to integrate the core competencies into their workforce development activities. This process has involved both updating some of the existing tools that we already had available, as well as developing some new tools. And every, you can probably guess from the links I put in here, all of the tools are available on our website, and they're all freely available. So I'll run through each of these just pretty quickly and give you the highlights of what each of the tools are. So the first tool that we developed following the release of the revised version of the core competencies was a crosswalk of the 2014 and the 2010 version. And this is one of those tools that was really meant to help with the transition from one version to the next. So this crosswalk shows the relationships between each individual competency within the two versions, how they relate to each other, and what the evolution was there. We also created a crosswalk of the 2014 version of the core competencies with the essential public health services. So I mentioned the essential services at the beginning, and what we really wanted to make sure is that we are capturing the skills that relate to delivering the essential public health services. So this is similar to the last one. This shows the relationship between each individual competency and the essential services. And this one is actually an update. So we did have an existing crosswalk of the 2010 version, and we updated it to reflect the new competencies in the 2014 version. And this is actually also our absolute newest tool. It just went online last week, right before we came here. We also have a set of competency assessments that can help in assessing your knowledge and skill related to the core competencies and in determining areas where you might desire some additional training. So we have an assessment available for each one of the three tiers of the core. And going through the assessment, you'll get an overall score within each of the eight domains. And I just have a couple of screenshots here that give you kind of an idea of what that assessment looks like. So each assessment is divided into the eight domains, and then for each competency within a domain, you can score yourself in terms of how competent you feel in that area. And then at the end, it gives you an overall score for each domain, and you can compare the various domains to each other to identify areas where you maybe have strengths or areas where maybe you want to focus a little bit more in terms of your development. We also are working to build a couple of collections of example resources on our website. And the first one of these is a collection of job descriptions that incorporate the core competencies. So we currently have about 25 job descriptions online that use the core competencies in a variety of different ways. And what we'd really like to do is build this collection to provide sort of reference material for people as they're working on developing their own competency-based job descriptions. So we continue to grow this collection of resources, and we'd love to continue to grow it even more. So if you happen to know of any great job descriptions, whether they're yours or somebody else's, that we could potentially share, we'd love to hear about that. Similarly, with workforce development plans, we're creating a collection of workforce development plans that incorporate the core competencies. This is also available online, and we have about 10 so far, and we're looking to grow this as well. So if you have great examples, we would love to see them. One of the roles that we fill as staff to the Council on Linkages is to provide technical assistance and to answer any questions related to the core competencies. And we get quite a few, actually. And so we've recently been looking at compiling some of the more popular questions into a set of frequently asked questions. So this one went online late spring of this year. So we have a whole series of questions that we get asked a lot. And they're divided into several categories. They relate to the development and revision of the core competencies, using the core competencies, public health education, accreditation standards, the relationship between the core competencies and other competency sets, resources and tools for using the core competencies, and how to learn more about the competencies or get involved in some of the competency activities that we have going on. We also have a collection of examples of how the core competencies are being used within the field in workforce development. And this section, I would say, of all the things that I've talked about so far, is the one that's the most work in progress right now. We've identified a ton of new, really good examples, and we're in the process of going through all of those and getting those added to the website. So I think this one will change quite significantly over the coming months as we continue to work on that. But these examples are really meant to highlight the great work that's going on within health departments, within academic institutions, within other organizations, both public health and not traditionally public health organizations, around the core competencies. And we really love to share, we love to hear your story about using the core competencies, and we love to be able to share it with others so that they can, you know, hear the great work that's going on and maybe get ideas for their own projects and stuff like that. So, again, this is another area where we always love to hear from people. So that's where we are right now, and I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about what's coming next over the next couple of months. So first, we are almost done completing a competency checklist for course providers, and this is meant to be used in terms of developing courses and uploading them into learning management systems like Train, for example. I'm hoping that will be online within the next month or two. We are also, and this middle one's probably my favorite, the one I find the most exciting, and I think Ron does as well. But we're working on what we affectionately call a short list of core competencies. And with this project, we're essentially looking to make the core competencies a little bit more manageable to work with on a day-to-day basis. So basically what we've done is group similar competencies together and make sort of competency categories, if you will. So that rather than having, you know, if you look at the core competencies within any given tier, you have 90, give or take, competencies to work with. So what this will do is allow you to work with a smaller number of these competency categories as you're doing your assessments, as you're working on job descriptions, those sorts of things. And then each one of those categories will map back to one or multiple individual competencies within the core competencies. So you still have all of that content, all of that knowledge there. It just hopefully will make it a little bit easier to work with. So we're sort of in the middle of developing that one right now, and I'm hoping we'll have that available sometime by the beginning of next year, early next year. And finally, we're looking at developing descriptions or definitions for each of the core competencies domains. If you guys are really familiar with the core competencies, you know that we have definitions for each of the tiers, but we've never had definitions for the domains. So these descriptions will help give you a sense of what kind of content is captured within each of the domains. And again, that's something that we're hoping to have available early next year as well. So with that, I'll close with just a few links here if you're interested in more information about the core competencies. So the top link will take you directly to the core competencies themselves, and you can download that for free, pass it around, share it with everyone. And the second link is the one that takes you directly to our collection of resources and tools related to the core competencies. We also, if you are really interested in keeping up with what's new as we continue to develop core competencies, we have a monthly newsletter, the Council on Linkages update. So I'd encourage you, if you are interested, it always includes content about what's going on with the core competencies, to sign up for that. Janelle is actually in the back over here. So she's happy to add you to the list if you just send her an email or give her or me your card before you leave, and we'll make sure that you get on that list so you keep up. And finally, I mentioned we're always happy to answer your questions, to hear how you're using the core competencies. If you do have questions, if you'd like more information, please feel free at any time to just send me an email and we'll chat. So with that, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being here on the very last day of the conference. Again, my email address is there, so if you want to follow up afterwards, if you have questions or whatever, please feel free to let me know. Thank you.